Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Jeffy, why are you singing that song?
Marvin, it's not his birthday, is it?
I don't think so.
Because it's my birthday, Dad.
Wait, it's your birthday?
Oh, no, Marvin, it is his birthday. How could we forget?
I don't know.
You effers forgot my birthday?
Well, no, we didn't forget your birthday. We just thought it was tomorrow.
That means you forgot.
We'll make it up to you.
How are you gonna unruin my birthday?
We're gonna give you the best birthday party ever, like, with a cake and confetti. Baby, go get a cake.
Okay.
With confetti. We'll give you the best birthday ever. So, let's start with your birthday dinner. Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, I want a bean taco from Taco Bell.
Alright, that's easy. Alright, let's go to Taco Bell.
Thank you for choosing Taco Bell. What can I get started for you today?
Just one second. What do you want, Jeffy?
I want a taco.
Okay.
With beans.
With beans?
Yep, just beans. Only beans and shell.
Okay.
And don't forget the hot sauce.
Okay. Can I get a taco?
All right. That's one crunchy taco. What else for you?
And hot sauce.
182, please cover
it. Don't forget the hot sauce. If you forget the hot sauce, I swear I'm gonna steal the Taco Bell sauce.
They're not gonna forget the hot sauce.
Alright, good.
Alright, Jeffy, just sit right here and eat your Taco Bell because I think Mommy's almost done setting up your party downstairs.
Alright, Daddy.
Everything's set up, Marvin.
Everything's set up?
Yep.
So you got a cake?
Yes.
With candles?
Uh-huh.
And confetti?
Yeah!
You gotta be shitting me!
Jeffy, language!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Those effers forgot my hot sauce!
Jeffy, stop saying effers.
No, they forgot my hot sauce, Daddy!
They didn't forget the hot sauce. I told him like 15 times.
Well, it's not in there.
Well, can you just eat it without hot sauce?
No! I wanted hot sauce for my bean tacos. So you know what that means? They're gonna get their Taco Bell sign stolen.
We're not stealing a Taco Bell sign, Jeffy.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not, Jeffy. Look, just eat your taco. And look, there's a cake downstairs. Let's go blow out the candles.
No, I gotta go steal their Taco Bell sign.
No, Jeffy, let's go blow out the candles on your cake and celebrate your birthday. Come on.
And then we get to go steal the Taco Bell sign.
Surprise!
It's not a surprise because you already told me about it.
Jeffy, look, she got you a cake and plates.
Who emptied a paper shredder all over the table?
It's confetti, Jeffy. It's fun.
Wait, so fun.
Look, Jeffy, we're going to sing you happy birthday, then you're going to blow out your candles, and then we'll get you whatever you want.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
What? Jeffy, we weren't done singing.
All right, the first thing I want for my birthday is everyone who's watching this video to go ahead and hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. I'll wait. Did you do it? All right, great. Thanks for my birthday present.
Jeffy,
and everyone who didn't do it has no friends.
Jeffy, what do you really want for your birthday?
Well, what I really want for my birthday is the Taco Bell sign.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Well, they ruined my birthday, so I'm going to ruin their business by stealing their sign.
Baby, we have to go get them the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you can't steal the Taco Bell sign. It's illegal.
Jeffy, we can't get you the Taco Bell sign.
Worst birthday ever! I'm going to keep screaming until I get the Taco Bell sign.
We'll get you the Taco Bell sign.
Marvin, you better not!
Come on, Jeffy, let's go get the stupid sign. Alright, Jeffy, what part of the sign do you want?
I want the big bell and the one that says taco.
Alright, I'm gonna get a ladder and let's go up there and get it.
Alright.
Alright, Jeffy, there's your Taco Bell sign.
Best Danny ever!
Marvin, you didn't!
Well, it's the only thing he wanted for his birthday.
That'll teach him for forgetting my hot sauce.
How did you even do that?
It's called a drill, Mommy. And a ladder.
Why?
Well, we forgot Jeffy's birthday and I felt bad, so I thought, you know, if we got the Taco Bell sign, he'd be happy. And isn't it worth it to see that smile on his face?
What are you gonna do when they notice?
They're not gonna notice. Everybody knows where Taco Bell is. They don't need a sign.
Aw, you're gonna go to jail!
I'm not gonna go to jail. Taco Bell has like $1 billion. They can just buy another sign.
That's not the point, Marvin. It's wrong.
Well, wrong schmong.
Marvin, look the news!
Breaking news, UK. Someone has stolen the sign off of a Taco Bell, and no one can tell what restaurant it is. The police are holding a live press conference now. Let's go to that.
Thanks, Goodman. As you can see from this picture here, this is a Taco Bell. I think. See, I don't know, because there's no sign out front, because somebody stole it. You know, so restaurants have signs in front of them so that you know where you're going. But now, nobody knows what's going on. Customers keep coming into the Taco Bell, and they're ordering Baconators, thinking it's Wendy's or something, and the workers don't know what's going on either. They're in there trying to make Big Macs with burrito supplies. It's chaos. So listen up. Whoever stole that sign, we're coming for you.
Oh, no.
Marvin, I don't want any part of this illegal activity. I'm leaving for a couple of days.
Well, baby, no. Come back. Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just polishing my brand new Taco Bell sign. I love it so much.
Well, you better love it, because now the cops are looking for us.
Daddy, help me!
What, Jeffy, are you okay?
No, Daddy, I'm stuck! I think my legs are broken! This is the worst birthday ever! Please get the sign off me!
Okay, I'll get it. Oh, Jeffy, are you sure your legs are broken?
Yeah, they hurt! Don't touch them!
Okay.
I need you to call a doctor!
I can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because they're looking for the people who stole the Taco Bell sign, and if I call a doctor, they're gonna see that we're the people who stole the Taco Bell sign!
Then what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Oh.
315, 317, 318, 319, 320. Wait a minute. It's today! Jeffy's 18th birthday is today! I'm rich! I just gotta get out of this stupid prison first! Alright, time for me to use my sexy charm to escape. Hey there, big boy!
But shut up, inmate. I'm trying to figure out who stole this Taco Bell sign. Ugh, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I could give you a back massage if you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed and my own toilet. It's paradise.
Huh. I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back. But then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
Alright, now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades, because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
Oh, damn!
Stay still, Jeffy. Alright, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy. I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh no, who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right. If it's the cops, I'm gonna say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow, my legs hurt so bad.
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy.
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here.
The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere. Oh, my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh, my God, so she isn't here.
Help me!
Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait. Upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
Oh, he's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go! Wait, can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna bonk him.
Nancy, why'd you escape from prison?
What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's gonna inherit his father's money, and then I'm gonna take his money, but I'm still getting the money!
Well, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday, it's his 17th birthday.
No, I've been counting!
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday, and I know, because it's also my birthday.
Aw, oh, damn it.
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, that was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it. Okay, Nancy, seriously, it actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay, I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there? Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm gonna take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations, you just added 5 years to your sentence.
No! Where did I go wrong? 17! Okay, so Jeffy's 18th birthday is next year. And next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy!
Alright, she's in jail. Now who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
Alright, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign. So I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer? He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna tell you, you keep the sign. Happy birthday.
Oh yeah, I love playing Fortnite, trying to unlock the new Spider-Man skin.
Jeffy, did you just charge my credit card?
Sure did, Daddy. Well, I had to get the new Fortnite Battle Pass.
You didn't ask for permission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
You're going to do a bunch of chores tomorrow to make that money back.
All right, sure thing, Daddy. Hey! I was playing that!
Jeffy, you have to go to bed. It's your bedtime. You have school tomorrow.
But I just need 64 more matches before I get the Spider-Man skin.
How long is that going to take?
All night!
You're not playing video games all night, Jeffy.
Alright, Daddy. Well, then let me finish this one match.
Okay.
And then 63 more.
Oh, finally. I got the Spider-Man skin. Now I get to play as Spider-Man. Victory emote dance.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
What?
You have to go to school, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Daddy. I'm too tired to go to school.
Did you stay up all night playing video games?
No.
But Jeffy, I told you to go to bed last night. It's your fault that you stayed up, so you're going to school.
Oh, but Daddy, I'm too tired.
Well, if you're tired now, you're definitely going to be tired after school because I have a lot of chores for you to do after school. So go to school.
Oh.
Go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the meteor that killed the dinosaurs. So we're going to play this fun little game where I pretend each of your faces are Earth and this ball is the meteor. I'm going to throw it as fast as I can at you, and if you dodge the ball, then you save the dinosaurs. All right, Cody, you're first.
Oh, man.
Got his ass! Looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world, Cody. Junior, you're next. Good dodge, Junior. It looks like the dinosaurs are still alive in your world, and Cody's world, the dinosaurs are double dead. All right, Jeffy, you're next. Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. My aim was a little off.
It's fine. I'm just going to spend the rest of the class down here.
I understand, Cody. All right, Jeffy, it's your turn.
Did Jeffy dodge it? What?
Boom!
Okay, that's it. I'm going home.
Oh, don't be a sore loser, Cody.
I hate this class.
Eat shit, Cody! I'm on fire today, class. I can put the ball anywhere I want. All right, Jeffy, your turn.
Jeffy, you suck.
Oh, Jeffy, looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world. Bully, think fast.
I caught it. Hey, Jeffy, think fast.
Hey, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Because I might be tired, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey, Jeffy, Bully, stop fighting. Hold on real quick. I got to do something. Hey, Cody!
I want to transfer to another school.
Ow! Suck that, Cody, you nerd!
Jeffy, how was school today?
Huh?
How was school today?
Good. I'm tired.
But no, you can't go to sleep yet, mister. You still have chores to do. Hold on. Take this and that and go wash all the windows in the house.
Tired.
Go wash all the windows. Oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What's
oh, my God!
Wrong?
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What happened?
He got in my eyes!
Oh, my God, Marvin!
I can't see! I can't see!
We need to go to the hospital!
Yeah, take me!
Jeffy, how could you do that?
What's wrong, baby? What's wrong?
Oh, my God, he got into my eyes!
Oh, baby, Jeffy, you're grounded. You are so grounded.
Marvin, I can't see!
Oh, Jeffy, call 911.
Huh?
Call 911.
We need to go to the hospital. hospital!
Okay, Jeffy, I would never ask you to do this, but I need you to drive us to the hospital, okay?
Huh?
Drive us to the hospital, come on, baby. Drive us to the hospital.
Jeffy, come on, we gotta go to the hospital!
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, hurry up and drive us to the hospital.
But drive safely!
Huh?
Just drive us to the hospital, Jeffy, we have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jeffy? Hurry, just hurry up. Jeffy, get off the horn, Jeffy.
Huh?
Well, you're on the horn, Jeffy. Like, just drive us to the hospital. What? Are there sirens?
Green, blue light.
Well, Jeffy, why are you getting pulled over? Talk to the cop and just tell him that you're taking us to the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet this guy's drunk.
Hey, roll your window down.
Jeffy, roll your window down for the cop.
Huh?
But,
I said roll your window down.
But roll your window down, Jeffy. Yeah. Tell him you're taking us to the hospital.
Okay. What do you want?
Jesus. Car full of junkies.
No, officer, we're not a car full of junkies. Look, he sprayed cleaning chemicals in my eyes.
Oh, you're getting high on cleaning chemicals, huh?
Oh, no, he sprayed in our eyes, and he was taken to the hospital.
Look, man, I don't care how you do it, it's still illegal. I can't believe this. Doing it in front of your kid like that, then making him drive you to the hospital.
No, I promise you, officer, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Well, you're all under arrest. You're coming with me. Come on.
No! I can't believe we had to bail ourselves out of jail.
At least our eyes are feeling better, Marvin.
I just want to watch TV and forget about what happened today.
Breaking news, MK! A local couple, pictured to the left of the screen, was arrested for making their kid drive them around while they were zooted on cleaning supplies.
Oh my god!
Oh great, now the whole town thinks we're junkies and that we treat our son bad.
And only one of those things is true!
I'm tired.
Oh, you're not going to bed yet, mister. You ruined our entire day and got us arrested. So now, you know what? You're going to make us dinner.
What?
Yeah, he's going to make us dinner. We deserve to relax after all the hell we were put through today. So, Jeffy, go make us some chicken nuggets.
But, Marvin, he just needs some rest.
No. He can rest after he gets done with his chores, and I want him to make us dinner. So go make us some chicken nuggets.
What?
Go make us chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Go! Jeffy, get some water!
Uh-huh.
Get some water, Jeffy!
Okay.
Oh, my God. What the hell's gonna burn down, baby?
Oh,
baby,
we gotta do something!
My eyes!
Oh, I'll get the door.
Hey, your fire alarm's going off. Is there a fire? Wait, it's you again. Oh, man, this house. Get out of my way.
Someone help us!
Jesus, look at that fire!
Oh, yeah, can you help us, please?
Oh, my God, not you two again. What are you junkies doing now? Trying to cook cleaning chemicals?
What? No, it's just a big misunderstanding.
What, you trying to get high on the fume?
Oh, no!
All right, I'm going to put out this fire, then you're going back to jail.
Oh, come on! I cannot believe we went to jail twice in one day.
At least the house isn't on fire, Marvin.
Can you stop trying to find positive stuff about this? Today's not positive. It's a horrible day.
Oh, my God, Marvin, look, the news!
Oh, my God.
Breaking news, MK. Those junky parents are back at it again. This time, they were arrested for trying to make their kid cook cleaning supplies. When will they stop?
Well, now we can never show our face around town ever again.
Marvin, just let Jeffy get some sleep.
No, I'm not going to let Jeffy get some sleep. He got us arrested twice. The whole town thinks we're junkies and we can start fires and stuff like that. So I got to think of the biggest, baddest punishment ever for Jeffy.
Marvin, just let him sleep.
No! Wait. Jeffy, are you sleeping? No, wake up.
Marvin!
I got to wake him up.
Marvin, stop it!
Wake up, Jeffy.
Child Protective Services, I'm here to check on...
No. I was just trying to wake him up.
No, I think I know what's going on here. Yeah, I took away your cleaning supplies, so now you're taking out your withdrawal anger on your kid. Is that it?
No, I was just trying to wake him up. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's sleeping because he's been up all night driving you around and cooking your cleaning supplies.
Well, no. I was trying to wake him up so I could punish him. But not punish him by hitting him, but like by doing other stuff.
All right, that's it. You're coming with me.
Well, hey, Marvin.
What?
How was jail?
I'm so tired from being arrested 3 times. In one day.
Marvin, can we please let Jeffy go to sleep now?
Oh, no. He got me arrested 3 times. Not 2, 3. So, I'm gonna make sure he stays up for like 2 days straight so that he can know the stress of never going to sleep again because he made me get arrested and I'm gonna... Thank you. ready for school?
Sure am, Daddy.
What, Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn, didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, Turtly Cool!
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now. All right, Mommy, how do I look?
You look turtly cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Danny, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hose.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, Turtly Cool, and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtly cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Well, wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault. I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
It's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says, Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Aw, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, My Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has a whale on it.
My Mommy Whaley Loves Me? That's whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
Well, what, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale. Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, Mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says, Hanging with Mommy, and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm done with shirts. They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, what's with the new look? Your balls finally drop? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off! No! No! Stop! Stop! Oh, no! He pulled my underwear up over my face! Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it! This is so gross and embarrassing! I'm gonna get pink eye!
Anyone else want some?
Huh? Cody called your mom a whale.
What, Junior? No, what are you doing? What are you doing? Whoa. Yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody! You have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear. They're panties.
Oh, my God! I have those!
Can I smell them?
Ew, no! Junior, you're gross!
Jeffy, stop worrying everyone! Go to the principal's office now! Jeffy, what are you doing? Jeffy, why are you pulling my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain! Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry! Ah!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirly, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would... Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me!
You had enough yet?
I've had enough.
All right.
Marvin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me!
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm gonna say that from now on. Police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic. He's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy, did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls like him, even Mrs. Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay. I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him, oh yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay, so I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I get pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. So I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man. I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom. Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh, no, he did it to you, too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it. Or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, I won't be able to see it because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all gonna wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's gonna bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's gonna realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute.
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky and they're creepy and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us and then shove my face in the toilet again and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's gonna realize that he's a bully and he's not gonna want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me! Oh god, no, please!
Well, Jeffy, look at our shirts! Look at our shirts!
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Jeffy, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What have I become? I've become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader. Diaper. Diaper.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't bully anyone ever again.
Yeah, Daddy, I won't bully anyone ever again.
I bet you're not even packing.
Oh, no, I totally am. I got a wiener like a Coke can.
Damn it.
Jeffy, you poked me in the eye!
Marvin, are you okay?
No, he poked me in the eye!
You want to see it fly?
No!
Prepare for takeoff!
No way, bro! What do you start with the pieces from the bottom?
Because this is how Daddy plays Jenga. I've never lost a game of Jenga. See? Not even that paper airplane can make me lose. Undefeated.
Where am I? Paper airplane go?
I don't know, Jeffy. I can't see where it went because you poked me in the eye.
Marvin, it was an accident.
He was an accident.
Marvin!
Jeffy, stop crying.
Marvin, why would you say that to him?
Because it's probably true. He was probably an accident.
Marvin, cheer him up.
Jeffy, do you want to watch TV?
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
Elmo!
Okay, I'll turn on Elmo.
Yay!
Breaking news, MK. The entire New England Patriots football team is sick. They have explosive diarrhea and may not be able to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow.
That's not Elmo!
Oh my gosh, an entire NFL team is sick? How are they gonna play?
They're probably gonna have to forfeit. Who's on the door?
Maybe it's Elmo coming to cheer me up.
No, it's not, because Elmo's not real. Hello?
Hey, bro.
What, Dak, what are you doing here?
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, ask.
No, can I come inside and ask?
Why can't you do that? Wait, what happened to your leg?
Oh, I broke it in 3 places, and I didn't get a cast on it, because I'm a man, so it healed sideways.
Ouch.
Yeah. So can I come inside?
Why can't you ask the question here?
Because it hurts to stand.
Come inside.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Your ex-boyfriend, Dak.
Doing here? What a pleasant surprise!
Yeah, Dak, what are you doing here?
Well, I have to ask you something.
Then ask it! You keep saying that!
Well, did you see in the news how the Patriots all got sick?
Yeah, I saw it. They can't play.
Well, the Patriots called me, and they said they want me to play for them.
Aw, how wonderful!
Yeah, how wonderful. I hope you break a leg, but why are you telling us about this?
Well, because the Patriots said they want me to assemble a team of my friends to play football. So that's why I came here to ask you if I could go on a date with your wife.
Wait, no! Why would I let you go on a date with my wife?
Because I'm the quarterback for the Patriots. I could, like, get you tickets and stuff.
No, you can't go on a date with her.
Who are you going to get to play for your team, Dak?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have any friends.
I wonder why.
Marvin could do it.
What? I can't play football.
Yeah, this old geezer can't play football.
Well, yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bet I can play football better than you can, Dak.
Okay, old man, then you're on the team.
Yay! Marvin's going to be a Patriot!
Well, yeah, I'm going to play for the Patriots and have like 300-pound guys trying to kill me.
Yeah, but I don't really have any other friends, so I need you to find 2 other guys we can play football with.
What, 2 other guys?
Yeah, 4 people. That's how many people are on a football team, right?
I'll look for as many guys as I can.
So you want to make out?
Oh, Dak, you silly goose. You know I'm married.
Don't mess up, man.
You know you're supposed to put the pieces on the top once you take one, right?
No, that's dumb. Those are dumb rules.
Those are the right rules!
No, you're just supposed to take the pieces out and put them down anywhere.
That's not how you play!
Well, that's how I win. You put the pieces back on top, it just gets hard.
That's the point of the game! That's the rules!
Look, man, if you don't know how to play, that's okay. If you want to forfeit, just tell me.
I know how to play!
Okay, take your piece then.
God.
Hey, guys.
God! Marvin!
I win! Loser!
You're not playing by the right rules!
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I didn't hire somebody to throw a paper airplane at the tower when it was my turn.
I didn't hire anybody to throw a paper airplane! Look, it came out of nowhere!
Oh, it came out of nowhere. Okay.
He tried to cheat. I didn't cheat!
Hey, man, calm down. It's just a board game. Calm down. I mean, I won, but calm down. Jenga champion over here. Calm down. I mean, you never beat me, but calm down. Anyway, what do you want, man?
Well, on the news, the Patriots are sick and they can't play this weekend.
Oh yeah, I heard about that on the news, because your TV upstairs is really loud. Do you have hearing problems?
Well, look, anyway, the Patriots said that, you know, if we want to play, we can assemble our own team and we can play for them.
What?
Really?
Yeah, we can play for them if you want to.
Oh, okay. I mean, they're playing against Tom Brady.
Wait, just anybody?
What, they're playing Tom Brady? We're going to lose.
Yeah, they're playing the Buccaneers, but I mean, that's fine. I'll play.
Wait, will you play, Chef Eddie?
Yeah, I'll play. Hold on, I'm not doing anything.
All right, so you guys are in. You're gonna play.
Yeah!
All right, I'm gonna go tell him that we're gonna play.
So, do you wanna, like, cuddle?
No, Dak, you silly goose.
All right, Dak, I found two guys.
Oh, perfect.
I'm gonna go look for, like, 45 more people.
Nah, four's good.
No, there's, like, 50 people on a football team.
Nah, I think we're ready. Anyway, we're gonna ride the Patriots' private plane to Boston tomorrow.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, Harmon, you're gonna play for the Patriots!
I know, I'm kinda nervous, but we have to tell Jeffy that we're going because, you know, I'm not gonna bring him, so we're gonna leave him home alone. Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Googling if Elmo's real.
Well, look, Jeffy, here's $100.
Oh, well, I don't care if Elmo's real, because his hundo's real. Why are you giving me money, Daddy?
Because me and Mommy are going out of town.
Oh, where are you going?
It's none of your business, Jeffy. Use that money for food.
Well, how long are you going to be gone for?
A day.
Okay, so I could just not eat for a day and pocket $100.
No, Jeffy, order pizza or something.
Or I could not order pizza and just buy Fortnite skins.
But look, Jeffy, do whatever you want with the money, but we'll be back in a day.
All right, Daddy.
Marvin, I can't believe you're a football player. I'm married to an athlete.
Yeah, that's cool, baby. Just shut up.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, you know I hate flying. I'm afraid of flying.
Marvin, you don't have to wear all your football gear yet.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because if we crash, the helmet will protect my head.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, we're going down. We're going down. Just kidding. Oh, but look how high up we are, though. Oh, man, we got to be like 32,000 feet in the air.
No, don't tell me that.
Just look down. Look how far away the ground is.
Shut up.
Oh, man, we couldn't get out of this plane if we wanted to.
No, please don't tell me that.
We're going so fast.
Oh, man, we look like ants. I mean, they look like ants, but we look like birds, you know, because they fly.
Shut up!
Speaking of birds, there's a bunch flying towards the engine.
Sully! Sully! Oh, I hate my wife.
Marvin, if you get nervous, just stare at the screen ahead of you.
You're right. I should just watch a movie, like Deadpool.
Sup, bro?
What do you want, Dick?
My helmet's too small for my head.
I'm sorry about that.
Look, bro, I think we should go over the game plan, because I don't want you messing this up for me. I mean, I'm a pro, but have you even played football?
I've played Madden a few times.
Dak, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he better, because I've never lost a game in my life. You see my jersey? See that number? That's how many games I've lost. 00. I've double never lost.
Baby, I'm gonna get some out of my suitcase.
Okay, Marvin.
I need to get my headphones.
Hey, Daddy!
What, Jeffy, what are you doing here?
I snuck on your plane to be with you.
Well, what do you mean you snuck on the plane? You're supposed to stay home. I gave you money for pizza.
Well, I already spent that money on V-Bucks.
Jeffy, that was for pizza. Look, you can't be here. Look, I gotta focus. I got a job to do.
But I can help you, Daddy.
How can you help?
I'll be your ball boy.
Well, you're already on the plane. They can't turn around. Okay, just be quiet and don't distract me.
All right, Daddy.
Baby, you're not gonna believe this. Jeffy's stuck on the plane.
Oh, I took your wife's seat.
You took my wife's seat? Where'd she go?
Oh, she's sitting up next to Zach, or Jack, or whatever the hell his name
Dak.
Is.
Dak? Why is she sitting next to Dak?
I don't know. Bro, play Jenga with me.
What? Jenga? On an airplane?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What? No, it's gonna fall over.
Nah, no, it won't. Come on, let's play.
Oh, yeah, okay, I think I want this one. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, good, almost there.
Oh,
man.
I told you it's gonna fall over.
Hey, you want to play again?
What? No, the turbulence is going on.
Nah, let's play again. I'll get the pizza.
Ugh. Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Football. Today, the New England Patriots are going to be taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go down to the field.
Okay, it's the opening coin toss. Tom, you're the visiting team, so call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads.
We want the ball.
Okay, we have to do the opening kickoff, so who's going to kick it?
I don't have legs.
Yeah, me neither. I'll do it, bro.
But you're the quarterback.
I can do everything. Let me do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm kicking off.
What kind of kick was that, Dak?
Yeah, that sucked, Dak. Bro, I was going for like a sneak onside kick. They weren't expecting it.
Oh, are you sure you don't just suck at kicking?
No, bro, I'm good at everything.
How's it get on defense?
Oh, I'm going to get you, Brady.
Blue 42, set. Hut! Okay, where are you at, Gronk?
I'm open!
Oh, damn it!
Touchdown! Gronk spike!
Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
What the hell was that, Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, you left them wide open!
Well, it's Gronkowski! It's hard to cover!
Well, let me cover him next time. I can cover him. Who's gonna get the kickoff?
Ooh, me!
I got it.
Nah, give me the seat.
Hey, man, I was going to return it.
Ooh, look at me go. Where am I going? Oh, got your ass.
Hey, guys, I'm about to get this touchdown.
Look at me.
Oh, tackled at the 1 yard line. Shouldn't have been showboating.
Ow.
Chef Pippi, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Come on, you know I like to showboat a little bit.
Okay, look, we're on the 1 yard line. All we have to do is run it in.
Nah, bro, I'm going to throw it.
What, throw it? What? What's wrong with you?
It's a little lesson I learned from Super Bowl 49. When you're on the one, you throw it.
Okay, look, someone get open.
Okay, I've done this before. Green, 20, Abraham Lincoln, hike! Where are we at? Oh, wide open all day.
What the hell was that, Dak?
I got him.
The Buccaneers intercepted it and ran it back for a touchdown.
Did I stop him?
Why didn't you tackle him, Marvin?
Well, why did Dak throw an interception?
I just ate popcorn, bro.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Extra butter.
Let's get ready for kickoff.
It's coming to me. My time to shine. Ugh. Wait, what do I do?
Ow! Brooklyn guy, are you okay?
Mrs. Perkins, my dog ate my homework. Can I turn it in tomorrow?
Oh, he's knocked out.
Marvin, we need another player.
We're already down 2 touchdowns. We should just forfeit.
Hey, Danny. I'm here, Danny. Put me in, coach.
No, Jeff, you're not playing football. Look what happened to him. It's too dangerous.
But we're down by 2 touchdowns. I can help.
No!
Come on, bro. We need him.
Yeah, we don't have anybody else.
Okay, fine. But if you get hurt, don't come crying to me.
All right, bro, we're going to run it. I'm going to hand the ball to Jeffy.
All right, Jeffy, when you get that ball, act like if you get in the end zone, you don't ever have to eat green beans ever again.
Got it.
Okay, Declaration of Independence, 1776, hike!
I'm never going to eat green beans again! You're going away! Touchdown!
Touchdown, Patriots!
He did it!
You got touchdown, Jeffy!
Way to go, Jeffy!
Oh, okay, wait. We're still down by a touchdown. So, I need to do an onside kick.
What's that?
Well, you did earlier!
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, let's go!
I got it!
Damn it! Oh, we have to hope for an interception.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, we need an interception. So if you intercept this ball and run it back for a touchdown, I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese later.
Falcons suck! 28-3, hike!
Oh, there you are, Gronk!
I can't believe it, folks! He's intercepted the football!
He intercepted it! Go, Jimmy, go! Go, Jimmy, go! He has to score! There's only 3 seconds left!
Gotta get touchdown! Gotta get touchdown!
Oh, so close! Tackled at the one! The Buccaneers win!
I can't believe it. We lost.
Wow, I hate my life.
Good game, bro.
Good game, Brady.
Don't tell anyone, but we deflated the footballs.
Wait, what?! I can't believe we lost.
Marvin, don't be sad. You thought you were going to lose anyway.
But, baby, we were so close to winning. Jeffy, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Are you kidding me? I put the team on my back. I got an interception and a touchdown. Don't give me shit.
Jeffy!
No, we straight. I'm just going to play with my paper airplane.
Okay, I'm playing by your rules. I put the piece back on top. You happy? All right, it's your turn.
Yes, I'm happy because we're playing by the right rules. Okay, which one do I want? Outside!
I win again! Even with your own rules, you suck!
Alright, Kraus, today we're gonna be doing wood chop. So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome! Hey, Cody, tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what? Okay, you're right. Stop it.
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So get started, Kraus.
Okay, teacher. What? Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, he's got fun.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride. Yeah.
Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I want to make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Crass, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Crass, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Crass and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mom a hoe. Your mom a hoe.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Crap! He finally doing it! Everyone under the desk like we practiced! Someone call the cops!
I knew he was gonna do it! He's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get out of the desk, Cody! Get out of the desk!
Alright, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
Alright, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it.
Alright, everybody, I got the gun. Let's run. Run for your lives.
Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood.
Man, kid, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble because you could get expelled for pulling a stunt like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK. This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my god!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey, Dad, guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What'd he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seat, it gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess. I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood, and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. Look, the more important thing is let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's gonna go to the class tonight, and he's gonna pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go clean out my car.
Okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian Punch. He went over his speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because the teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it doesn't shoot shit.
Oh, Jeffy, language. Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're going to go to the class tonight, and you're going to pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'm going to need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
Mm-mm-mm, this looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels, you said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian Punch, I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Hey, look over there!
What?
Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey, you can't stop me!
My paper towels! God, he was so annoying! Who's that? Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No!
want to be here?
Hey, kid, what color's your blood?
Oh, what happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness. You want to try?
No.
Suit yourself.
I start a fire.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right, settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to be good. All right, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist. So I'm going to try to fix you. Now, there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now, that includes things like saying please and thank you. And, according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat.
But I do it anyway.
It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down. Just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter, so go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You gotta help people. It's just the nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I can steal it, I don't know.
But you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people.
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No, 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 no. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
What? Ew! No, not Applebee's. Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No, no, no. No, look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces.
Grand Theft Auto. Total annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes, okay? Now, crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime. And so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. All right, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the be good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big foot-long imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
Joker,
he's choking! We have to do something!
He should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Does he have a wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
See, class? That was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the be good rules. He helped me when I needed it. I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners. And he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aww, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good School is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, then guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Oh, Jeffy.
Marvin, Jeffy's gonna be late to school!
Jeffy, get in here!
What's up, Daddy?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Daddy, my name's not Jeffy, it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it to school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Daddy, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Daddy, you're not gonna like what I'm gonna do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai Blast and you didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm gonna Kamehame Hakuna Matata you. Kame Hakuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school.
All right.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What?
Ha! Good dude!
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblongata.
I've seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot! Why you getting so mad, idiot? Is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! 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 What the?
Coming on, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior.
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan.
Super Satan?
No, not Satan. Saiyan.
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude.
It's blonde.
Yeah,
the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes.
Yeah, dude.
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male.
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser. You messed up now. Oh, Jeffy Cool. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the sea!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy! Oh!
How are you stronger than Purple Finger? It's my right weakness!
You asked for this!
What the
Alright, time to run your lunch like a weird kid. Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that Dragon Ball? Only need six more of these.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need six more balls. Right now, I only have one ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got two Dragon Balls. Now I just need five more.
Jeffy, that's only four fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have one more finger, that's how many more balls I need. I need five more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need five more?
Because once I get all seven Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, but I kicked his ass!
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby, he's acting weird.
Dang, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z! Just serious!
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Daddy, you're going to make me go Super Saiyan!
I'll poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. My enchiladas are almost done. I sense balls. Oh, there's two more Dragon Balls right there. Hey, you, give me your Dragon Ball. No way. No way you can't have my Dragon Balls. I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls.
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way. Come
on, you really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Galagun!
It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan!
Nani?
My nipples are so hard right now! Nipple beam! Nipple beam? That's impossible!
Those balls are mine now!
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Daddy. I got four Dragon Balls. I just need three more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other three.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls. Oh, there they are! There's two more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Hand over your Dragon Balls!
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they all belong to you, so hand them over!
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan!
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy!
Pathetic. Now I'll show you what true power looks like. Now you will experience the true power of the dark side. Unlimited power!
I'm too weak.
Just kidding. I'm hunky as shit. You want to fight? Come on.
I don't even need to fight you. That's how lame you are. I can get my son to fight you. Jeffy Han, I choose you.
Jeffy Han.
What the?
Jeffy Han, use Thunderbolt!
Jeffy Han!
Yeah, I think that's how that goes. Let's grab these Dragon Balls.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Dragon Balls.
Oh, you found 6? Don't you need one more to make a wish?
Precisely, Daddy. I need one more Dragon Ball to make a wish to the dragon.
What are you even going to wish for, Jeffy?
You'll see.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey, we got a noise complaint from your neighbors. They said some nerds were fighting in here and yelling.
Oh, that's just my son. He's going through a Dragon Ball Z phase.
Whoa, no way! Kamehameha!
Oh, man, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I love it.
Not you, too.
Oh, yeah, I've been a fan of it since I was younger. It's great.
My son won't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Who's at your door, Daddy?
Oh, my God, no way. Where'd you get that outfit?
Target.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going there right after this.
Jeffy, what will make you stop talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I'm not going to stop talking about Dragon Ball Z until I collect all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon.
Kid, you're not going to believe this, but I have a Dragon Ball.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Look, I confiscated it from this homeless guy that was trying to smoke it in a spoon.
Dang, that's the 7th Dragon Ball. That's the last one I need to complete my ball sack.
Wait, you have the other 6 Dragon Balls?
Sure do.
Oh, my God. Can I watch you summon the dragon? I don't even care about the wish. I just want to see the dragon.
Sure, come on.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, someone explain what's going on.
Once I put this Dragon Ball with the others, we can summon the dragon, and he'll grant Jeffy one wish.
Yeah, our balls have to touch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to see the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
what's happening?
The dragon's coming.
Wait, don't chill my ear.
Hey there! I'm Doofy the Dragon!
Everybody bow!
Wait, wasn't he on Good Morning America?
And I'm here to grant you one wish!
Jeffy, what do you want to wish for?
I wish I had that kid's outfit!
Wait, deal!
Oh, sick!
Wait, you stole Jeffy's wish!
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, now we're definitely gonna fight! Now I'm gonna spirit bomb you!
Oh, no you don't! Not if I spirit bomb first!
Will Jeffy get revenge on Brooklyn Guy for stealing his wish? Does Brooklyn Guy have any powers whatsoever? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, Daddy, I got my report card.
Are there any F's on your report card?
No.
Are you lying?
No, there's no F's on it.
Because, Jeffy, if there's a single F on that report card, we're not taking you to Disney World.
All right, well, check this out. Boom. Not a single F on this report card. All D's, Daddy, stands for Disneyland, 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 Disneyland.
Jeffy, all D's is not good.
Yeah, but it's still passing, Marvin. There are no F's on his report card.
But D's are bad.
D's are passing.
And D's are my nuts in your mouth.
Ugh, how old are you?
Old enough to have my nuts in your mouth.
Good one, Daddy.
Jeffy, look, I guess if there's no F's, we'll still take you to Disney World.
Really, Daddy? I'm gonna go pack my stuff right now!
But you have to get better grades next time.
Marvin, I don't think we have enough money for all three of us to go.
You're right. We're really poor right now. I think we can buy 2 tickets.
Okay, I think you and Jeffy should go so you can have a father-son trip.
I guess you're right. Me and Jeffy haven't spent a lot of time together. I'll go buy 2 tickets to Disney World.
Okay.
All right, baby. I got me and Jeffy 2 tickets to Disney World.
Aw, you and Jeffy are going to have so much fun.
Yeah, I hope so. Jeffy, are you ready to go?
Yeah, Daddy. Sure I am.
Jeffy, what is that?
Oh, it's Tomater without the tub.
No, not Tomater. It's that mask. What are you wearing?
Oh, it's the Piglet mask I found in your closet.
Marvin! Where did you get that?
I've never seen that mask before in my life. Jeffy, take the Piglet mask off.
No, I want to wear it in Disneyland on all the rides.
You can't wear that on the rides in Disneyland. You gotta take it off.
My guy showed Winnie the Pooh his best friend Piglet.
He already knows his best friend Piglet. Look, you gotta take that mask off right now.
No, Dad, I want to wear the Piglet mask.
Take it off, Jeffy. Look, you can take Tomater, you just can't take the mask.
Oh, okay, Daddy. Oink, oink.
So, Marvin, are we going to talk about the piggy mask?
We're not going to talk about the piggy mask.
Okay.
All right, Daddy. I'm ready to go to Disneyland.
All right, Jeffy. Grab your ticket to Disney World and let's go.
What?
Grab your ticket to Disney World.
Disney World? I didn't want to go to Disney World. I wanted to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland and Disney World are the same thing.
No, you're not. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, they're basically the same place.
No, you're not. Because Disney World is the world of Disney, and Disneyland is the land of Disney, and I've never been to Disneyland, so that's where I want
to
go.
Jeffy, if you've been to Disney World, there's no reason to ever go to Disneyland. Disney World is bigger. It has Epcot and Hollywood Studios and everything.
I don't care. I've already been to Disney World, and now I want to go to Disneyland.
Jeffy, Disneyland is all the way on the other side of the country in California. We live in Florida. Disney World is in Florida, so we need to go to Disney World.
I don't care how far Disneyland is. I want to go there because I've never been there.
Jeffy, I already bought tickets to Disney World. These tickets only work at Disney World, so we're going to Disney World.
Wait, let me see. Let me look real quick.
They're only good at Disney World. I already read it.
Well, right here it says that it's good for Disneyland or Disney World.
It doesn't say that.
Yeah, it says it right here.
It does not say that. It does not say that.
Oh, you want me to lie and say that the tickets are for Disney World, not Disneyland? Oh. Mm-hmm.
I've already heard you. You just don't want to take me to Disneyland because you think I'm ugly.
Oh, no. Disney World doesn't think you're ugly. Disneyland thinks you're ugly, so we don't want to go to Disneyland.
If you don't take me to Disneyland, I'm going to get all F's on my report card and wear the piggy mask to school every day.
Oh, no. Okay, check. Okay, we'll go to Disneyland. We're going to go to Disneyland.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to buy plane tickets. God, we have to fly to California. I'm afraid of flying, baby. Can you just go with them?
Oh, no, Marvin. I have a bunch of appointments.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to buy the plane tickets. Let's just go to the airport, Jeffrey. We're going to Disneyland.
Yay!
Hey, Danny.
What, Jeffy? What do you want?
Come gook out the window.
No, I'm not going to gook out the window. I'm afraid of heights.
Hey, Mr. What doing?
What, Jeffy, leave the passengers alone.
You have peanuts? Can I have some of your peanuts? No? Oh, man. Danny, can you give me some peanuts? The guy behind you said I had to get my own.
I'll ask the flight attendant. Just shut up, Jeffy.
Because if I could get some peanuts right now, that would be the bomb.
What, Jeffy? You cannot say that.
What?
You can't say bomb.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I got a complaint from another passenger that said that you were threatening the plane with a bomb.
What? No. My son said bomb, and I told him not to say bomb.
See, you just said it again.
What? No. I was just saying what not to say.
See, now you're saying it so much, I'm thinking maybe you got one up your butt and you want to use it.
What? No!
Hey, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
No, I am calm. I just don't like planes.
Oh, you don't like planes, so you want to get rid of it.
What? No. I don't like flying.
You don't like flying, so you want to force the plane down.
Oh, no. You're being ridiculous.
Sir, if you don't calm down, I'm going to have to strap you to the seat.
I am calm!
All right, that was pretty rowdy. I'm going to have to strap you.
No, stop it! This is ridiculous!
All right, sir, when we land, we're going to untie you, and we're going to give you a cavity search.
This is so stupid!
Danny, how did you get an extra seat belt?
Jeffy, I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Come over here, I'll kill you!
Breaking news, McKay. A plane was forced to make an emergency landing after a man threatened the plane with a bomb.
Marvin!
Sit down there, you.
Marvin, what is going on?
Well, Jeffy had to...
Quiet, I'll tell you what's going on. Your husband threatened a plane with a bomb. Stop it, get out.
Look, Jeffy wanted peanuts on the airplane. And Jeffy said if he got peanuts, it would be the bomb. And I said, Jeffy, don't say bomb. And then he heard me say bomb, and then he stuck his hand up my butt looking for a bomb.
See, officer, it was just a mistake.
No. Nobody says bomb on a plane unless they have one.
What if the person's flying to Bombay?
What did you just say? Get down, let me check your butt again.
Well, I don't have a bomb in my butt.
That's exactly what somebody with a bomb would say.
Officer, what is going to happen?
Well, your husband's on a no-fly list, which means he can never fly on a plane ever again.
Well, I'm afraid of flying, so I don't care.
So are we still going to Disneyland?
Oh, we're not going to Disneyland after this.
Oh, I hate crying people. Like, whenever I arrest somebody and they're like, that's not mine! You just planted that in my car! I saw you! And it's like, I had to plant it there because I had to meet my arrest quota. Jeez! Anyway, now I don't want to see you on a plane ever again, buddy. You hear that, little man?
Well, stop poking me.
Boop!
Well, don't boot my nose!
So how are we going to get to Disneyland?
Look, Jeffy, look, we can just drive to Disneyland, but it's going to take like 3 days, so we'll leave tomorrow.
Okay, good.
All right.
Marvin, I'm hungry. Can you take me somewhere nice?
Well, baby, I just got put on a no-fly list. Do you think I want to go to a restaurant?
Come on, somewhere nice.
I can see if we can get a reservation to Harryhausen's.
Harryhausen's? But it's impossible to get a reservation!
Not for Googly Bear.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, can I come? Ha ha, please.
What? No, you're not going to go with us.
You never take me anywhere. You're a dumb friend.
Marvin, how did you get us a reservation at Harryhausen's?
I didn't. We're just sitting at a random table.
Marvin, what if they kick us out?
baby. They're not going to kick us out. We're already sitting here.
Excuse me, but unfortunately, we are closing in 5 minutes.
Aww.
Oh, no, baby, don't worry. Look, we already know what we want. Can we just order?
What can I get you?
Baby, hurry up and look at the menu.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Marvin, I can't see it from here. Just order sushi and chocolate cake.
Okay, do you guys have sushi?
We are now closing in 4 minutes.
Oh, no. I know what we want. Can we get the dynamite roll?
Okay.
And then can I get the chocolate cake?
Chocolate cake, sir?
Yeah, it's right here.
I don't believe we have a chocolate cake on the menu.
Well, yes, you do. It's right here. It says chocolate cake. Read it.
Oh, you must be referring to the chocolate smothered calamari.
Well, no. That's up here. We're talking about the chocolate cake under desserts.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I don't have my reading glasses. You'll have to read it for me.
It says chocolate cake. Don't you know the menu?
No, I'm sorry. We change the menu every day.
Marvin, just order the chocolate cake.
Okay. Can I please get the chocolate bomb cake?
Bomb! Bomb! This man claims to have a bomb! Evacuate the building!
What? No, guy, it was a chocolate bomb cake!
Freeze, you're under arrest! Wait, it's you again? Now you're threatening a restaurant with a bomb?
What? Officer, it's just a misunderstanding!
Yeah, I was just trying to order food off the menu. It says chocolate bomb cake. See it right there?
Yeah, but the waiter said you also tried to order the dynamite roll. Why are you only ordering explosive menu items?
We wanted to!
Yeah, she wanted sushi, and the only sushi was the dynamite roll, and she wanted chocolate cake, and the only chocolate cake was the chocolate bomb cake. I was just trying to order the cake.
But earlier, you threatened a plane with a bomb, so why did you think you should be ordering explosive menu items? You could have ordered literally anything else on the menu, like the Lady Baltimore cake, whatever the hell that is, or the buttercorn pudding, huh? Why not that? Or the... Oh, my God, look at these prices. Jesus Christ, I should be arresting the owners for robbery. Oh, my God. Wait, special shrimp stir fry? Hold on, scoot over. I mean, I'm going to arrest you, but, I mean, a man's got to eat. I'm hungry. What's in the special shrimp stir fry? Waiter! I need a waiter! Excuse me! Can an officer get some goddamn service over here? You know, protect and serve? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, that's right. They evacuated the building because of the bomb. The bomb! That's right. You're under arrest. Now bend over so I can check your boy. All right, that's it. You're not allowed outside anymore. You're under house arrest.
House arrest? Why?
Because you won't stop talking about bombs. You already threatened a restaurant and a plane. I can't trust you.
This whole thing's a misunderstanding.
And I'm getting real tired of sticking my hand up your butt. I'm going to have to start wearing gloves because I'm getting tired of cleaning my fingernails.
Well, I was just trying to order food at the restaurant. It's called Chocolate Bomb Key. That's what it was called.
My nose itches. Oh, God, your house stinks. Wait a minute. It's not your house. It's your ass. Ew. Oh, God.
Wait, wash your hands.
Wash your ass.
What?
Gross.
No, don't wipe it on me.
Why? It's your stink. It's your ass.
Ew, stop it. Ugh. This whole thing was a misunderstanding. What can I do to stop all this?
Well, if you could get a witness that could testify that you weren't really talking about a bomb, then I guess I could let you go.
Well, my son Jeffy, he knows this whole thing started over peanuts. He knows I wasn't talking about bombs.
Okay, well, if you can get him to tell me you weren't talking about bombs, then I'll leave you alone.
Okay, let me go get my son.
No. I can't leave you alone with him. You might threaten him to make him say that. You're going to have to bring him here.
Okay, baby, can you send Jeffy a text?
What do you want me to do?
Send a text.
Send text? Like the explosive?
What? No, I said send a text.
I heard stem text.
Can you send a text message to Jeffy and tell him to come here?
Okay.
You're crazy. Like, you're going crazy.
No, I think you're crazy. So I'm going to give you a psychological test, okay? Now, how many fingers am I holding up? Not my thumb.
Not your thumb?
Yeah, how many fingers do you see?
I see four.
See four? Like the bomb? I'm going to check your blood again. Oh, God. Ugh. Ew. Oh, man, would you, like, not wipe? What's going on?
I don't expect someone to give me a cavity search. I'm not prepared.
So you're just sitting like that? Doesn't it itch?
Hey, nothing.
Well, hey, Jeffy, tell the officer.
No. Let me ask him. I don't want you, like, stringing him along or something. Okay, Jeffy, I have a few questions for you. So, like, do you guys not own toilet paper? What's going on here?
What did I ask about the peanuts?
The bomb's right. Okay, so, Jeffy, now, has your father ever said anything about hating planes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't like planes. I'm afraid of flying.
Now, Jeffy, do you think your father would like it if all the planes just exploded?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I don't like planes. Like, I don't
quiet,
like flying.
Quiet. Now, Jeffy, does your father have a lot of gasoline somewhere?
Yeah, in his car.
Oh, really?
All cars have gas in them.
Then why don't you get a Tesla?
Well, because they're expensive.
Oh, really? All right, Jeffy, I have one more question for you. Now, is this whole thing actually just about you wanting peanuts?
Yeah, because I wanted peanuts, and I asked my dad for some, and I said if I got some peanuts, it would be the bomb.
Oh, the bomb, yes, like a good
yes.
thing.
Yes, like a good thing, like oh, the bomb.
Oh, well, don't I feel silly?
Well, yeah, it's a big misunderstanding, so you understand it now?
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I understand. You're free to go.
Well, I'm free to go!
Wait a minute!
Unless he's in on it, and you actually do have something up your butt that I didn't find the first three times.
Well, no, there's nothing up my butt.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Let me search your butt one more time, and if I don't find anything other than dingleberries, you're free to go.
No, there's nothing up my butt.
Marvin, don't you want this to be over?
Yeah, your ass is on the line.
Okay, fine. Do it one more time.
Yes. All right, I didn't find anything, so you're free to go. And I went up to the elbow this time.
Thank God it's over.
Joe, when are we leaving for Disneyland, Dad?
We're not going to Disneyland!
Guess what, Simmons? You owe me $100.
No way, mate.
Yep, that's right. You bet me that I couldn't get the same guy to let me give him a cavity search 4 times in 1 day, and I did it. So smell it and weep.
Oh, go ahead. Take your 100 and leave. Oh.
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh, no, he's going to throw up.
Marvin, grab a towel.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jeffy, throw up a hairball.
Not again.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there, and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want to be a kitty cat.
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy.
Now.
There's someone at the door.
I want to come, too.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive, and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball. Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on.
There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly, and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then, if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss, and don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Danny, can you take my picture next to the car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
But you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, no, I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh, oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No, no, no. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
Well, no, 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 Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin.
Ah!
Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, no, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my dad dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman, that's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's gonna kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not gonna kill you. He's gonna put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemur.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty. Steve.
He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Look, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm going to go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny. I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have 2 tongues. But here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to die. And Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, then. The first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
I just need to get my sock off. All right. I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
That's gross.
On you. Oh.
Okay, we're done. We're done with that. We're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Daddy. I gotta go get ready, and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready.
All right, Daddy. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit, and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're gonna listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not gonna dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're gonna wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go. Daddy, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
An hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy.
And done.
All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy, but just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I gotta take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Daddy, you still gotta do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy, I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not gonna shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy, my mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
Well, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're going to shave that mustache off or else I'm going to call Goodman.
Okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why did it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Daddy, I'm going to be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You got to eat green beans and no fun things, bitch.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew! Who are you? Wait. Who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay!
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Daddy. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're gonna do it or else I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Daddy, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go,
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Daddy, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go, No, Daddy, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Daddy, you gotta try hard like this. Alright, I guess we'll work on that later. Alright, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Dan, you gotta put some hate behind it like this, like... like, bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Danny. No, Danny, like this. Like, you gotta lay on your back and go...
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Danny. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smacking.
Okay, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
What? No!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my number?
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, we don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay, yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Well, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Daddy.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
Oh, look, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our words.
Clocked your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on the phone right now and he's bragging about it.
Ha ha, how's it feel to get knocked out, loser?
Daddy, I've never lost to him ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga booga 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on, that must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman, oh no, did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? I was shocked. What are you going to do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's the same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it back there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks.
Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore,
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew!
Officer Simmons! Officer Guy! Get in here!
You called us, sir?
Look, Chief, I got this dinosaur toy.
Put the damn toy down, Simmons.
Sorry, sir.
What do you need us for, sir?
Well, there's this dolphin going around selling illegal black tar tuna. It's been killing people eating tuna sandwiches. I need you guys to do an undercover sting operation and get this scum off the streets.
Will do, sir.
Can I bring the dinosaur toy?
Give me the damn toy, Simmons! And have this back after you capture the dolphin.
Okay, sir.
Come on, Simmons. Let's get this bastard off the streets. All right, Simmons, we're here.
Why am I dressed like a dolphin, mate?
Well, he's not going to give black tar tuna to a cop, but he'll give it to another dolphin.
But why did I have to put the dolphin costume on? Why couldn't you put it on?
Because I'm claustrophobic, Simmons. I can't wear a tight costume. Besides, you look good as a dolphin.
Thanks, mate.
All right, so when he shows up, you're going to ask him for the tuna, and when he gives it to you, we bust him.
All right.
Wait a minute, is that him?
Oh, yeah, that is him.
Okay, go talk to him.
Quick. All right. Hey, how's it going, mate? I mean...
Is that a cop in your car?
Who, him? Oh, no, that's my Uber driver.
Your Uber driver's a cop?
No, we just got back from a Halloween party.
It's not Halloween.
You're right.
Okay, wait a minute. Is that a human head coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, I just ate a human. Yummy.
Oh, cool. Oh, you want to buy this black tar tuna?
Sure.
All right, that'll be $500.
I don't have any money.
Wait, how am I supposed to sell you the tuna if you don't have money?
Hold on. Let me go ask my Uber driver.
All right, Simmons, where's the tuna?
I don't have any money.
What do you mean you don't have money? You didn't bring any money?
No, this dolphin costume ain't got pockets.
Okay, fine. How much does he want?
$500.
$500? We should charge him for robbery, too. Jesus, what's that stuff made of? Okay, let me see how much I have. Okay, I've only got about $140 here. Just give this to him and see how much we can get. We can't arrest him until he sells it to us.
All right.
Hey, 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 I'm back with the money.
That's not $500.
I know, but it's all I got, mate.
That's not good enough. I need $500.
Well, could you just sell me a little bit?
No, I only sell the whole can.
Oh, come on, mate. You're busting my balls here.
Okay, Simmons, get the tuna so we can bust this guy. Wait, is that my phone? Why is my phone ringing? Why is my wife calling me? What, Karen? I'm undercover right now.
What did you say, Pointy? You're under the covers with another woman?
No, why would I even tell you that if I was? No, I'm a cop, and I'm doing an undercover sting operation.
Sting? Were you stung by a bee, Boydie?
No, I wasn't.
You need to put some Neosporin on it so it doesn't swell up.
Oh my God, Karen, I can't talk. What do you want?
Boydie, the remote died, and I need to know what batteries it takes.
What kind of batteries are in there right now, Karen?
I don't know, Boydie.
Well, just look at them. What do they look like? Like, are they small?
All batteries are small, Boydie.
Oh my God. Okay. There's small batteries, and there's like medium-sized batteries. Like, which one is it?
I want to say yes.
What do you mean, yes? It wasn't a yes or no question, Karen.
Sorry, man. I can't give it to you unless you give me $500.
Oh, come on, mate. I can't arrest you until you sell me some.
Arrest me? I knew you were a cop.
Oh, no. I'm not a cop. Oh, right.
Karen, I don't know how you don't know the difference between AAA and AA batteries.
I never had to learn, Boydie.
Learn? You don't have to learn. You don't go to school for this stuff, Karen. It's basic life stuff.
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
Me? You tell me. You're the one who's looking at the batteries.
So compare it to something, Boydie.
Okay, I guess like a AA battery looks like a Tootsie Roll, I guess.
Oh, I haven't had a Tootsie Roll in years, Boydie. We should go to the store and get some.
Karen, stay focused. Okay, how about this? How about I just change the batteries when I get home?
Oh, no, Boydie, my show's on. I can't miss it again.
What, miss it? What show could you possibly miss that isn't already on an app that ends in the word plus?
Boydie, just tell me what kind of batteries I need.
Okay, we'll make this easy. Just read the letters that are on the batteries.
Oh, there's a lot of letters, Boydie.
A lot of letters? Like three A's for AAA?
No, there's no A's.
What, no A's? Oh, these aren't D batteries. Okay, read the batteries.
Okay, E. N.
What?
E. R. G.
No. Karen, you're saying Energizer. That's the brand of the... I'm hanging up. Oh, God damn it, Simmons, what happened? Oh, my God, Simmons, are you okay?
Oh, he beat me up, mate.
Simmons, what happened?
He found out we were cops. I need to go to the hospital.
Okay, I'll get you there right now.
Damn it, Gary, how'd you mess this up? Your partner's in the hospital and that damn dolphin's still on the loose.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just my wife called and she didn't know the difference between a AA and a AAA battery and I got distracted and it was just a whole thing.
I don't want to hear it, Gary. Find that dolphin or you're fired.
Okay, sir. I'll get that dolphin.
You better or it's your ass.
All right, Danny. You ready to watch Monsters, Inc.?
I don't want to watch Monsters, Inc. today, Jeffy.
But, Danny, you said we could watch Monsters, Inc. while wearing our costumes. So put your Sully costume on, Daddy.
I'm not putting that Sully costume on.
Put that costume on or so help me.
No, Jeffy.
Well, I want to watch a movie with you, Daddy.
Me and you and me, both of us together.
No, Jeffy, we're not watching it.
But, Daddy, I want to watch the movie on repeat for a month straight.
That's impossible, Jeffy.
Not for Googly Bear.
Stop quoting Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork correctly.
What?
You gotta do this favor for me, buddy. The pink copies go to accounting, the future ones go to purchasing, and the goldenrod ones go to Ross.
Debuche. What are you talking about, Jeffy?
You already know why I bought the movie? To watch it. You know, with the watch and the laugh.
Okay, fine. We'll watch Monsters, Inc., Jeffy.
Great.
Mike Wazowski.
See, Daddy? Mommy gets it.
Okay, I'm turning the movie on.
Kitty!
Breaking news, okay? The police are looking for a dolphin who beat up a police officer. He's wearing a leather jacket and considered thinned and dangerous.
Oh my gosh, that dolphin beat up that police officer. He must be really dangerous.
2319! We got 2319!
Jeffy, shut up. Look, I'm turning on your stupid, dumb movie. Who's that?
I love you, Smoochie Poo.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Oh, you're the dolphin from the news that's wanted by the police.
Yes, that's me, okay? I want to know if I can stay in your house.
What? No, you can't stay in my house. You're a fugitive. I'm not going to let a fugitive in my house.
Oh, come on. The police will never even think to look here. Not unless you have, like, an aquarium in your backyard.
No, I don't have an aquarium in my backyard.
See? They'll never even look here.
No, I have a wife and a kid. You're a dangerous person. I don't want you in my house.
No, come on. Dolphins are nice. We don't bite. We're not like sharks. Sharks are mean.
But you beat up that police officer.
Yeah, but he was trying to arrest me. Okay, look, I'll pay you $100 a day to stay here.
$100 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, come inside, roommate.
Thanks.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Hey, everybody.
Ah, it's the dolphin from the news!
shut up or I'll kill you.
Wait, this is my wife.
Hello, ma'am. What a lovely home you have.
Marvin, what is he doing here?
He needed a place to stay.
And you said he could stay here?
He's giving us $100 a day.
That's not enough. This is illegal.
Oh, come on. You'll never even know I'm here. Dolphins are quiet, peaceful animals.
That thing is a killing machine.
No, you're thinking of killer whales.
No, he's just quoting Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love that movie. Put that thing back where it came from or so help me.
So help me.
Look, baby, everything's gonna be fine. Just let him stay here.
No, Marvin, I don't approve of this.
He's giving us $100 a day. That's $3,000 a month. You can get manicures and pedicures and whatever you want.
I don't have nails, Marvin. I'm a puppet.
Breaking news, okay? The police are offering a $20,000 reward if you find the dolphin that beat up the police officer.
$20,000 reward?
Baby, we have to turn him in. I think you're right, Marvin.
Oh, come on, guys. $20,000 isn't that much money. I mean, if I pay you $100 a day, you'll make that much in 7 months.
Buddy, we'll never turn you in. We would never turn you in.
We're gonna turn him in. Okay, Marvin.
I'm gonna distract him and you're gonna call the police.
All right.
We're not gonna turn you in.
Well, that's good, because I'll do whatever you want. Like, I'll be your little pet dolphin or whatever.
I want a pet dolphin!
What, you want a pet dolphin, Jeffy?
Yeah?
Okay, you can be Jeffy's pet dolphin.
Okay, cool. I mean, I can't really do any tricks or anything. I guess I can steal things and kill people.
You don't have to do any of that. Just be Jeffy's little pet dolphin, okay?
Okay.
So, baby, while we hang out with Jeffy's new pet, how about you go order us some polizza?
Nah, I'm not that hungry.
No, baby, I don't think you understand me. Go call the polizza man, pizza man, the polizza man, and order some polizza.
Are you having a stroke, Marvin?
No, baby, listen to me. Call the polizza man. You know, what's their number? 711? No, 811? 11?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Order some polizza, okay? And if it's not here in 10 minutes, we get 20 G's. 20 cheese pizzas, you know?
Oh!
Yeah. Make sure there's some toppings on the polizza.
Okay, I'm picking up what you're throwing down, Marvin.
Go order the polizza.
Okay!
She's just ordering pizza.
Man, whenever you order pizza, things get really stressful.
Yeah, it's a very stressful process in this house. We rarely order pizza. So let's go do pet stuff with Jeffy. Come on!
Okay. All right, kid. What kind of pet stuff you want me to do? I can roll over, take a nap.
No. Let's play fetch.
Fetch?
Yep. Go get it.
Okay. There, I got it.
Go get it.
All right. Okay, I think I'm kind of done with fetch.
No. Go get it.
Okay, I think we can finish with fetch for now.
Nope. Go get it.
Okay, but this is the last one.
Yeah, Jeffy, I think you're getting tired of fetch.
Okay, no more fetch.
Go get it.
I'm not getting it.
Go get it!
I'm not gonna get it.
Bad dolphin!
Don't you hurt him, because I'll call the cops.
Okay.
I think you need to brush your teeth, and we're gonna wash your mouth out.
Why?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque. Come on.
Okay,
Marvin, I ordered the pizza and called the police.
Wait, why'd you order a pizza?
Well, you were talking in code and I didn't know which one you wanted me to do, so I did both.
I wanted you to call the police, not order pizza.
Okay, well, I did both.
Well, now we're gonna have pizza, we're not gonna eat it. Hold on, who is that? Hello?
Hey there, you ordered pizza and also called the cops?
Ew, what kind of pizza is this?
This is police station pizza.
Police station pizza?
Yeah, somebody choked to death on it, so we took it as evidence, but then when you ordered the pizza, we just took it out of the evidence locker and decided to give it to you.
Why would you give me evidence pizza?
Well, because nobody's ever ordered a pizza from the cops before, so we didn't know what to do.
Oh, well, forget the pizza. Look, you know that dolphin that's wanted on the news?
Yeah.
He's in my house.
Where is that bastard?
He's up there, come on!
Silly dolphin! You got toothpaste all over your leather jacket!
Thanks for putting it in the washing machine, kid.
Here he is, officer! This is a dolphin from the news!
No, this is just a normal dolphin.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, the dolphin I'm looking for wears a leather jacket. This guy doesn't have one.
No, he just took it off!
Well, I don't see it.
Well, no, he took the leather jacket off. He has one.
Well, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist.
What? What about oxygen?
Nope, doesn't exist.
What? Oh, no, he can talk!
Well, talk then, dolphin. Nah, it's just making dolphin noises.
Well, no, he's messing with you! This is the dolphin that hurt your partner!
Look, man, this is the sixth call I've gotten today about fake dolphin reports, and my office is really hurt, okay? So don't even talk to me about this kid! You really tried to rat me out, didn't you?
Well, it's a $20,000. You can't blame me.
You know, now I'm going to have to kill you.
Well, kill me?
Yeah, but first I got to get my leather jacket. I can't kill people without my leather jacket.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to kill you.
Please don't kill us.
Oh, I have to. You broke my trust.
We'll do anything. Just leave us alone, please.
Hey, do you guys have any AA or AAA batteries? Because my wife doesn't know the... Whoa, wait a minute. You're the dolphin I'm looking for.
Oh, he's right there.
No, I'm not. Wait, you can talk? Oh, you're definitely the dolphin. You're under arrest. Boink. I got him. He got me.
Okay, where's the reward?
Wait, what?
The news said $20,000 for whoever helps capture the dolphin, and I showed you where he's at.
But I caught the dolphin, so I should get the reward.
But no, I called you and said the dolphin was here, so I told you where he was at.
No. The dolphin you showed me didn't have a leather jacket, and he couldn't talk. This dolphin has a leather jacket, and he can talk.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin I showed you is that dolphin. He just took his jacket off.
No, I mean, I'm being serious, man. I'd let you have the reward if you found him, but I found this guy.
No, they're the same dolphin. The dolphin you saw like 2 minutes ago is that dolphin. He took his jacket off.
But why would a dolphin take his jacket off?
Because he got toothpaste on it when he was brushing his teeth.
Why would a dolphin brush his teeth?
Because scary monsters don't have plaque.
Facts. Okay, look, man, this isn't your dolphin.
It is. He was paying me to stay here, and I was letting him stay here, and then I called you guys.
Wait a minute. Did you just confess to harboring a criminal?
You're right. You found him.
Okay. Come on. You come with me.
He's out of our hair.
All right, Jeffy. We'll watch Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski!
Who's my little cuddle muffin?
Aw, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course with a cherry on top.
Oh,
are you guys done? Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the pirate house and the pirate island. Then we have the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
One day, yesterday, I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title. 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take us to your room and assemble it by yourself. Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is.
Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, are you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story! Please! Hide me! Please!
Okay, come upstairs!
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say, sir, at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you.
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm going to go answer the door and tell him he's not here.
Hello?
Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, I didn't. There's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him.
What?
The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
What? No, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I will pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay. Run.
Oh,
yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing your pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me again.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Did I say you can leave the house, Chives?
Well, no, sir, but I...
That is unacceptable! That is three spankings for you with the paddle!
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini.
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives. You know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car!
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car. Here comes, Chives.
One, sir.
Stop tensing up.
Two, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Danny, since you don't want to build the pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? Who's that? Hold on.
Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's got to find you again.
I need you to help me remove it. Now, come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my rear to get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not going to do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Oh, fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm going to beat his bald head with my baseball bat. This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm going to go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. How do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on. My Find My Butler app says he's right here.
But no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What? Flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet.
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming.
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
Thank goodness, sir. I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin, he's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah, he could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy, so this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of pieces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces, and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. On 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Well, oh, well. Let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir? Ah!
That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
Of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it. Build it again.
I think I saw a plate of pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. All right, sir. Your Play-Doh pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I said eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. So good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow. That was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, it didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens! Don't put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You know, ow, sir. Sir, I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right. So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok, bok, bok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them. But it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it. Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer. Looking for your tracker that's supposed to be in your butt!
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir. I'm finally sticking up for myself. I quit!
Oh, no. You quit? Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheeks, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Dad. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one.
tomorrow. And in order to attend the pizza party tomorrow, you must get your pizza party permission slip signed by your parents. And if you don't get your permission slip signed by your parents, then you have to sit in the closet and study, and you can't eat pizza!
Why do we have to get a permission slip signed for a pizza party?
Yeah, it's not like there's going to be strippers there.
Because some of you are failing the class. So by having your parents sign a permission slip, this proves that they have seen your grades, and they approve of you having pizza or not.
Well, I have all A's, so I know I'm going to that pizza party.
Well, I have all C's and one D, so I should be fine.
I'd like to see your D, Junior.
I mean, I can look up my grades. I think it's in history.
No, that's not what... I was being gay, but whatever.
Oh, gosh, I got all F's. What if my parents don't sign my permission slip?
You can just fake their signature.
Oh, true.
And one more thing, Crass. If you're thinking about trying to fake your parents' signature, don't do it. Because we have a parent signature database, and we can scan your permission slip and tell if the signature on it is fake or not. So don't bend me over, Crass.
Oh, no. I can't fake the signature. But I know my daddy. He loves me. He's definitely going to sign that permission slip.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy. How was school?
I need your John Hancock.
What, you need me to sign something?
Yeah, just sign right here. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Nothing.
Aw, you're having a pizza party tomorrow?
Yep, sure am, Mommy.
Wait, it says only sign if you've seen your child's grades. What are your grades, Jeffy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Baby, can you go on the parent portal and check his grades?
Sure, Marvin.
They better be good, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's failing everything.
Jeffy, you're failing?
Well, I thought the F stood for fantastic.
No, Jeffy, you're failing, so I'm not signing this permission slip.
This is horseshit, Daddy. Every kid's gonna be eating pizza at the party except for me.
Well, maybe because they're not failing, Jeffy. What happens if you don't go to the party?
I have to sit in the closet and study.
Well, I think that's what you should do since you're failing.
Marvin, what if Jeffy promises to bring up his grades if we let him go to the pizza party tomorrow?
That's not gonna happen, baby. That's truly horseshit. Because he's gonna go to the pizza party, he's gonna eat it, and then the rest of the week, he's gonna start failing again.
Wow, you know me so well, Daddy.
Yeah, that's why I'm not signing the permission slip.
Daddy, I hope you fall in a volcano!
You take that back.
No, I'm not taking back anything, Daddy. I'm gonna get this signature.
You're not getting the signature, Jeffy, because you need my hand.
Marvin, don't you think you're being a little mean?
No, he's failing everything, baby. If he goes to the pizza party, we're gonna be rewarding bad behavior. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Go check.
Hello?
Hello. I have a package for Marvin.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm gonna need you to sign for it, though. Just don't read it.
Wait, permission for a pizza party? Jeffy, is that you?
No.
It is you, Jeffy.
Just sign it, Daddy.
I'm not signing it.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was just Jeffy in a costume trying to get me to sign his permission slip.
What?
Yeah, but I'm too smart for him. He's not going to get me.
Oh, Marvin, it's terrible.
What's wrong, Doctor?
Your son, Jeffy, he got hit by a car.
What?
Well, he did?
Yeah, he said he was depressed, so he was going to go for a walk by the interstate, and he got hit by a car.
Oh, no, Marvin!
Is he okay?
No, he's on life support at the hospital right now. You better come quick. He doesn't have long left.
Here he is.
Oh, poor Jeffy.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry. Is he going to be okay?
No, he's on life support and he's brain dead, so he's basically already gone.
Jeffy, if you can hear us, we love you.
He can't hear you. He's brain dead.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry.
All right, if we could just keep it down, there are other people who aren't dying. Let's be considerate.
Oh, Jeffy, I wish I would have been a better father.
You can't be like that. Oh, look, he's going, he's going, he's going. He's gone. He is out of there.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, I love you so much, Jeffy. I miss you, Jeffy.
You can't be like that. I know this is a tough time, but I do have some difficult questions I have to ask.
I'm ready.
Okay, who do you think would win in a fight, Superman or Goku?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that is a tough one. We'll come back to that later. Now, who do you think is cooler, Darth Maul or Darth Vader?
Darth Maul, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, you're probably right. Okay, now do you want your son buried or cremated?
I guess cremated, you know, so we can, you know, scatter his ashes somewhere cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's dumb, but here, sign this cremation form for me.
Okay, cremation form, wait, what?
Yeah, just sign right there next to the piece of pepperoni pizza.
What? This is a permission slip! Wait, did Jeffy do all this just to get this signed?
Yeah, okay, look, he offered me a slice of pizza if I put him into a medically induced coma so that you'd sign that.
I'm not signing it, Jeffy! I'm not signing it! In your stupid little coma, I'm not signing it!
Oh, come on!
I am so mad.
At least he's not dead, Marvin.
I kind of wish he was dead now.
Marvin!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Are you a shiner or not, Daddy?
No, you just tried to fake your own death, Jeffy.
Well, that just shows how bad I want it.
Well, you're not getting it, Jeffy.
Oh, give me a pizza party, Daddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am going to bed. Come on, we're going to bed. I am not signing it.
I'm going to get that signature.
That
Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
What is that?
Daddy.
What?
I need you to shine this.
Shine what?
Shine this.
Okay.
I need your pen. Shine it.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go to bed.
Alright, great. Thanks, Daddy.
Hey, Junior, did you get your permission slip signed? My mom signed mine.
I got Chef Pee-Pee to sign mine. I didn't want to risk my dad seeing my bad grades and hitting me.
Well, that's dope.
Hey, Jeffy, did you get yours signed?
Yeah, sure did, Junior. My daddy signed mine while he was sleeping.
That's believable.
Yep, sure is.
Somebody should probably check on Bully. He hasn't moved since yesterday. Is that a fly?
All right, Crass, who's ready for the pizza party? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got so many pizzas. All right, Crass, now turn in your permission slips.
Here you go, Teach. I think you'll find everything in order.
All right, thank you, Cody. Now here's your pizza and party.
All right.
Next.
All right, here's my permission slip.
Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't know your last name was Pee-Pee. All right, Junior Pee-Pee, here's your pizza.
Thank you.
Now party. Next. Your parent really signed this? Okay, well then you wouldn't mind if I called them to make sure they really signed it, would you? I'll be right back.
Junior, stop smacking your food, it's gross.
But this pizza's so good. What are you doing, Cody?
I'm picking the pepperoni off my pizza because I'm Jewish and I can't eat pork.
Pepperonis aren't pork.
What, Junior, pepperoni is pork.
No, pepperonis are a type of pepper.
What, Junior, where do you think pepperoni comes from?
Well, when two pepperonis love each other very much, they make love and they have baby pepperonis.
What?
Guys, guys, guys! The teacher's going to call my dad and make sure that he signed my permission slip.
Well, didn't he sign your permission slip?
Well, yeah, but he didn't want to. And so now I need one of you guys to go to my house and steal my daddy's phone and pretend to be my daddy so I can eat pizza.
Well, Cody, you should...